You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm confident that Ukrainian delegation will take the floor in due time and our ambassador will be speaking. But I want to comment the Russian delegation suggestions and the United Kingdom on the science advisory board or whatever organism. Myself, besides being a diplomat, I'm also a professor of molecular biology. And for me, it is very, very evident that new developments in biology are extremely important to analyze them and to see what is their relevance to biological and toxic weapons convention. Already in 2005, speaking on behalf of Ukrainian delegation, I suggested that to face progress in modern biology, molecular biology, and biotechnology, we think that it's very important to get to establish a permanent institution or mechanism which is needed, ready to face and to react to the new emerging challenges created by the modern sciences. So we were suggesting from that time to make some type of a scientific advisory board which will be reporting to implementation support unit. But evolution of that idea was that besides having a permanent and constant personnel in this advisory group, it will be much more interesting and important to have open-ended working group. And let me just quote what was said last year, that increasing convergence of biology and chemistry, the development of synthetic biology, rapid and often unpredictable advances in life sciences, underline the importance, I just quote, of the state's parties to the Biological Weapons Convention, developing a mechanism to ensure that the implementations of the above developments for the implementation of the Biological Weapons Convention are addressed in a timely and effective fashion. In this regard, Ukraine has several times proposed that at the 8th REF conference in 2016, states parties should consider creating an open-ended working group of experts. And such a group of experts should be set up in close cooperation with the implementation support unit to consider appropriate steps to enhance the regime and to report annually to the implications of the Biological Weapons Convention. So to face the enormous progress in modern biology, we need certainly such type of a body. But perhaps this body, let me reiterate, has to have an open-ended form, open to any country and to most advanced experts to advise to implementation support unit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.